you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
Hello, hello, Spook Show fans. It's your old pal, Cousin Zach, welcoming you to another edition of Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show here on the Gas Digital Network. If you love the show, and we know you do, head on over to GasDigitalNetwork.com, which is about to be completely revamped, and use that promo code Zach, Z-A-C, for a 7-day free trial to not just this show, but all the other great shows available on the network. You can also go to, it's not podcastmerch.com anymore, I believe it's Podcast Engine, is that correct? In the booth?
For the merch?
What's the new merch site?
Merch Engine.
MerchEngine.com. We're uploading all our t-shirts, hats, hoodies, all that good stuff, and designing all new stuff coming up. I am joined by two wonderful gentlemen, one who's been on the show quite a bit, one who's a brand new to us, so thank you so much for being here. To my right, from Doped Up and Dying, we got Kevin Sanchez.
No more dying, just doped up, baby.
Doped up?
Trying to get the views, baby.
All right. Well, please, check it out. How you doing, brother?
I'm good, brother. Nice to be here, man.
Always thank you very much. And then meeting for the first time today, thank you very much for being here, Dylan Krasinski.
Dude, thanks for having me, man.
Thank you so much for being here, brother. How you doing, man?
I'm good, dude. Yeah.
Excellent. We're going to have a fun day, watch a silly movie, and very low-stakes podcasting. I hope you have a good time.
I love it.
Dylan, what do you want to plug, brother?
What do I want to plug? At Dylan Krasinski on Instagram, YouTube, and I have a podcast out every Wednesday called Troublemakers. It's at Troublemakers on YouTube, clips on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, all that stuff.
Fantastic. Kev?
I got the 420 show at the Stand. I need motherfuckers to go there. Dope Dope podcast and my Instagram, Kevin Sanchez, ENT.
Fantastic. If you guys are listening live, on the 25th, I will be at Laugh It Up Mahoney's in Poughkeepsie. I'm bringing Andy Malef Arena. On April the 1st, I will be at Soul Joel's in Pottstown, Pennsylvania. On April the 4th, I believe I will be at New York Comedy Club in Stamford, Connecticut. Bringing LaMare Lee with me on that one. And then on 420, April 20th, I will be doing a special headlining set in Bensalem, Pennsylvania. Thank you guys so much for supporting the show. Really appreciate you wearing the merch out to everything. You are the absolute best. Before we go any further, how about a word from our sponsors? Hey guys, I just want to talk to you real quick about one of our favorite sponsors, and that's our good friends at Yo Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. If you do Kratom, and if you don't start on my account, there's only one place you should be going, and that's our good friends at YoKratom.com. Stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, and gas stations and buying just a little bit of Kratom at a time when you can get a whole kilo delivered right to your door discreetly for just $60. It's the best deal going in the world of Kratom, and they are the best sponsor in the world. They take care of everything we do here at Gas Digital and at The Spook Show. So once more, guys, you know them, you love them. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. And we're back. Guys, today's movie, 1993, we watched a movie with Ted Raimi 2 weeks ago, and it got me looking into his filmography, and this is one that I had never seen before. It's called Skinner. We are watching it on Amazon. If you guys want to sync the movie up, you know we do a 10 count, so you can watch the movie right along with us, however you consume your podcast, be it iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, etc. Or we do show the movie for free every Friday night at midnight with a pre-stream starting at 11:30. You know how to do this, guys. Promo code Zach. GasDigitalNetwork.com. We're all in this together. But if you're broke as a joke and you got to watch it for free, I still love you anyway. Friends in the booth, roll that beautiful bean footage.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
my guys at work are texting me. He's like, yo, dog, I'm here by myself. And I just want to text him that camera on shit. You gangster, right?
Yeah, you got this, son.
You got this.
So, yeah, Ted Raimi, for people that don't know, is the brother of Sam Raimi, who's the director of the Evil Dead series. He made the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movies, Drag Me to Hell. A ton of great movies. He just did the new Doctor Strange. Yeah. And Ted's his brother, who's in all his movies. Yeah, and this was a serial killer movie that I had never, ever seen before. And I saw it on an Instagram that I really like called Terror Detective. Also starring Ricky Lake from the Ricky Lake Show, as well as all John Waters movies.
Bro, I had the biggest crush on Ricky Lake when I was a kid.
Yeah?
Bro, it was something about, she looked like white trash, but like the good kind.
I know what you mean. We're about that age.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, were you looking for the trashy white woman?
She looked like she backs it up on you.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah, yeah, right?
Yeah. But yeah, so I'm excited to check it out, and I think we'll have a fun little day. Just getting to know our new friend, Dylan. Dylan, what scared you as a kid? What horror movies have got you good?
Ooh, yeah, you know what really got me was The Omen.
Okay.
You know, I grew up Catholic, so I remember I watched that during the day. I was like 12 years old, watched it, couldn't sleep for like 3-4 days. It was, I watched it again that night. I watched it once. I was like, that wasn't bad. Watch it again. Gets dark out. Nightmare.
Shit, I don't even know what The Omen's about, but...
You know what it is? Because serial killers, it's, you can be like, that's unrealistic. That'll never happen. But you're like 12 years old. You're like, you're going to go to hell if you do this shit.
Yeah.
You know? Going to church on Sundays. And
The
then
Omen's
like,
about the Antichrist.
Yeah.
Okay.
The devil. Come get you.
And it was one of the notoriously cursed productions of all time.
Like, what? Just,
yeah. Like, there's
the cast
certain,
eyes?
Yeah. Certain movies just... And it could be people kind of manifesting it because they're making a movie about the devil or whatever.
Yeah.
Exorcist had some issues on set, too. Where just, yeah, people at K&B Effects did this, who did the movie we did 2 weeks ago in the supermarket, Intruder. They would go on to be one of the biggest effects companies in the world. You know, from The Walking Dead, all of Quentin Tarantino's shit. Bro, but yeah. Omen, I believe, is... I want to say it's Omen, and I apologize if I'm wrong. Omen is... two or three different people in the higher up, like, producing area of the movie had planes hit by lightning during production.
That's wild.
And think about the amount of people ever met who've been on a plane that's been hit by lightning.
Dude.
And three different people working on the same movie had it.
Yo, what? You need proof of God and the devil. That's it right there. Dude, there's one scene. I think it was Omen 2 or 3, whatever one it was that I watched, where
you kept watching these.
When I watched it, whatever one it was, the babysitter is like, they're having a birthday party for
that's
the kid.
Omen one.
So having a birthday party, she walks out onto the balcony in front of this whole party and she's like, "Damien, this is all for you." And then she just jumps off. Dude, I was like 12 years old. I was like, this is horrifying.
Yeah, she hangs herself at the birthday party, but then The director's brilliant because he just focuses on that her shoe comes off and, like, hits the ground. So, like, instead of focusing on the hanging, it's just the shoe. Mm. And it's way scarier than if they had done, like, a close-up on the rope or whatever.
Yeah.
That sounds like true love right there.
But, yes, that is right. And it's a very scary series. I actually, they remade it in 2006. And I worked at, because it's the story of, it's it came out for June 6th, 2006, so 666, and I worked at the movies, and I only remember that because I spent an entire weekend with hood people coming up to the ticket booth going, "I want to see the 666. None of them knew the word Omen. I mean, collectively, I could have put a gun to their heads and been like, "What's the name of the movie you just saw?" And they would have went to 666.
Dude, they're just tempting fate with that.
Look at her, bro.
Oh, this is like in-between phase, too.
Yup, this is that when she's a little pog.
Yeah, she got a little meat on her.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad at all. I genuinely, like, at her heaviest in Hairspray, I think she's fucking adorable.
This
with the big
cute.
Hair. With
is
the
she
big
the main character?
Yeah.
Dude, you know that this was made in the 90s because no woman would get cast as the main character. She's the friend in any movie, but you got to be 115 pounds to be the main character in a movie, men and women.
Yeah, I mean, she's vaguely... I mean, she had done all of John Waters' stuff at this point. I don't know if her show was on the air yet.
No, bro, I didn't know she was an actress.
Yeah.
I didn't know until, like, right now.
I didn't even know who that is. I have no idea.
The Ricky Lake show was, like, a trashy talk show.
Same. That's the same lady?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had no idea.
Really?
Nope.
I see it right away, bro. I was on UPN 9 a lot.
Yeah.
Her show came out the same year as this movie.
Okay, that's crazy.
Oh.
So that's Ted Raimi. Also in this movie, famous porn star Tracy Lords, who has the honor of having all of her first movies in her career taken off the market because she lied about her age.
Oh, shit.
And had done nude and hardcore scenes under 18.
Oh, shit.
And became a cult icon after that, being in a lot of horror movies, sci-fi stuff, and continuing porn.
Shout out to her parents.
Dude, I feel for those actors.
But he's
just proof. He's just, arrested a bunch of accidental pedophiles.
You know, I don't think anybody got in trouble. I think they just took all their movies out.
That's wild.
Well, the first round.
Sugar? Dude, I had no idea that that was Ted Raimi.
Yeah, for people that like the Spider-Man movies, he's the guy that J. Jonah Jameson's always yelling at in the Tobey Maguire movies.
Yeah.
And basically, when he's not the star of a movie, anytime Ted Raimi's in a movie, assume he has a very violent death scene imminently coming. He's like the most cursed actor in horror history. He's constantly, he just walks under whatever's about to fall. But yeah, I believe he's vaguely supposed to be an Ed Gein type of killer in this one, and that he's skinning people alive and making a suit. Ed Gein is the serial killer who basically the three biggest horror franchises kind of launched off of. Silence of the Lambs, three of the biggest, excuse me, Silence of the Lambs, Psycho, and Texas Chainsaw are all based off, very loosely based off of Ed Gein, even though he only killed two people, supposedly.
I thought Texas Chainsaw was like a separate motherfucker. That was Ed Gein?
Texas Chainsaw, it says, based on a true story. And that it based is very, very, very loosely in that it's Leatherface is collecting a human skin a la Ed Gein.
Yeah.
But other than that, no, I believe it was just more of a complete fiction.
Bro.
And then the based on a true story just makes it scarier.
I refuse to go to Texas because of that shit. Because it wasn't just him. It was the family. I'm like, oh, they're all psychopaths over there. I'm not going.
Dude, anything in the backwoods is like, yeah, I'm good.
I like it.
Dude, this is shot like, you can see Sam Raimi influence, definitely. Yeah. You know, Dennis.
So she's running a bed and breakfast or some shit?
Room for rent? I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, I guess she got room for rent.
I guess if you're interested and you're willing, it's yours.
It's real 90s acting, too. Okay.
Yeah, it's actually, it has the same look as, like, a lot of the TV shows from that time, where, like, a Party of Five, those, like, Fox dramas. And, yeah, Ted Raimi, I love overacting.
Yeah. Anytime I see, like, a movie or a TV show from the 90s, you're like, I could do that. But then you watch, like, you know, a guy like Leo, and you're like, I can't do that shit.
You know, I hate to be a Leonardo DiCaprio apologist, because I know people are pretty mad at him for this. What is it, 25 he gives him up at?
Hey.
I don't think...
Hey,
listen.
Hey, some you got to.
But
have you talked to anybody over 30?
But I got a question for you. Where's all this rage for Madonna?
Oh.
True.
Because that lady's 60-something, and her boyfriend's like 25.
And again, I respect it.
And I'm not talking shit on either of them. I'm just saying.
Where's the hate?
Be equally mad.
Listen, is it a little weird that coincidentally he drops people when they hit about 24 to 26? Mm-hmm. A little bit. But like, hey.
You know why it's not weird?
It's his thing. You know, whatever.
Because he doesn't like brains that are fully developed. And that's okay, bro.
Yeah, sure.
That's okay. His brain's fully developed. You only need two people with fully developed brains to love each other.
It is, dude.
One of you got to be dumber than the other.
Yeah. Now that I'm over 30, though, you talk to someone who's under 25, and you're like, oh, boy.
You're dumb.
I talked to someone a few months ago. I talked to these two girls who were 22, and I was like, oh, my God. I can't imagine spending more than an hour with you.
I don't need an hour. I thought I always was going to be the guy that's like, nah, man, young chicks are where it's at. And then
I did too.
I was at a party and there was two 19-year-old girls in the jacuzzi.
Not around here.
And they were like splashing each other. And I just remember being like,
why is that so funny? They used to be hot in my head.
Yeah. And I remember they were, I was just like, oh, they're fucking retarded children. I remember thinking like, oh, that's, I was looking at them the way I would be like, oh, I'm watching children play.
Yeah, yeah. Do you need a snack? What do you need me to get you?
I was on the transit. Oh, look.
So then I thanked Big J because I was like, your daughter made me realize I don't want to fuck teenagers anymore. It was a hard lesson to learn. And it was nothing personal. Because listen, if I was going to be attracted to a teenager, it would be hilarious for it to be Jay's daughter.
Oh, my God.
But I realized, I was like, oh, I'm an older man now.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a child.
I know the clip now. Yo, dude, this, I saw some girl on the train the other day, and I was like, oh, she's so cute. I said that in my head. But not like in a, she's so hot.
Yeah.
She's 19, 20, 22, who knows? Like, oh, she's so cute.
Did you post a clip about this recently?
Yeah.
It was a funny joke.
Thank you. But that shit, I knew the fucking kid's mom.
Mm-hmm.
I knew the kid's mom, and yo, dude, I'm a weirdo now, bro.
All right, I got this.
Is this girl Asian?
No, I think this is Tracy Lords. She's all fucked up. They're going to show her she's all fucked up.
Please tell me she's doing coke. Heroin.
So I will incriminate myself a little bit. This happened to me probably in like my mid-20s. I live in Bay Ridge. I'm walking through town, and I'm going somewhere, and I see...
What the fuck's up with her hand, dog?
A youngish chick, right?
Yeah.
And she comes over and just starts talking to me. And I go, where do I know this girl from? Right? And I'm a liar, so I'll always, like, if somebody recognizes me and starts talking to me, I'll always just keep going with it.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to her for about 5 minutes. And she says something that, like, kind of makes me go, oh, I think she's got me confused with somebody else. She said something about, she's like, when did you grow your hair out or something? And I'm thinking, I've had long hair for a long time.
Yeah.
And then, I realize that we're in front of, like, a middle school, and I'm talking to a child, and then she looks up at me, and she goes, wait, are you Chris's brother? And I don't have a brother. And I just panicked, and I just went, I'm a stranger. And she screamed and ran.
Oh,
it couldn't have went where, I mean, the only way it could have gone worse is if she had scared me and I snapped her neck and ran. Like, it was the worst response. I just went, I'm a stranger.
She's definitely got a story that she tells her kids now. She's like, remember that story about that creepy guy who tried to kidnap me?
Yeah. And literally all I was doing was like yes-anding this person until I figured out who the fuck they were.
The first person to go to prison for improv.
Yeah. Tracy Lords, by the way, I will say, holds up very nicely. Still does horror conventions. Looks damn good.
Damn. Have you been to horror conventions?
Oh, yeah, a ton.
That's pretty cool.
It's I work for a low budget horror movie company.
Oh, really?
And if we have a booth, usually sometimes I'll show up and
that's dope.
Hang out for the weekend. You meet some Ted Raimi walks around. That's actually why I have affinity for him. He comes to our booth all the time. And just hangs out for a while because he's in. We have a horrible movie called Tales from the Crapper that he has a cameo in, and he's very kind.
Tales from the Crapper.
Tales from the Crapper is a trauma movie that without going into anything salacious, basically, a very inept person was hired to make multiple movies on a contract.
Let's go.
Hopefully
that'll be me one day.
And let's even say they were famous for having their picture in magazines.
Okay.
Maybe with or without clothes. Sure. And they decided that they were going to go into filmmaking.
Also hope that to be me one day.
And, they took the money they were given.
Yes, I love this.
And chose to spend it on anything but a movie. I'm talking like
Hollywood, baby.
Let's go, baby.
few thousand, from what I've heard, this is all speculation, this is allegedly, few thousand dollar bills for like hair and makeup, and then they're not in the movie. And essentially the tapes they handed over, the footage that was to be edited into multiple films, was unwatchable. So the company I worked for, Troma, took it and made it one anthology feature and then shot a bunch of extra scenes in the middle.
It's actually really smart.
It's a tough watch. Jorge Garcia from Lost is in it. Ted Raimi's in it. James Gunn is in it, from who made the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. Done Suicide.
Yeah, James Gunn.
The fucking head of DC. What Trey Parker fuck? And Matt Stone are in it.
What?
Really? Basically, they got a bunch of people to run in and do quick cameos. That they edited into the middle footage. But yeah, it's a pretty unwatchable movie. Like, they did a very bad job on it. And I've been in very bad movies that were more salvageable than what was handed off from this person.
Wait.
But hey, maybe don't give pretty ladies a ton of money to make a movie when they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
That sounded like she knew exactly what she was doing.
Yeah. Well, the thing that sucked is she actually, and I don't know, maybe if she had help or whatever, she had made a vaguely competent film prior. So I think this was just a cash-in. Well, no, she's not in it, really. She produced and directed something that was a competently made movie. So I think this was just kind of like a fuck job.
Yeah, I want to ask you a question about this, because I'm so inept when it comes to movies. Like, this is not... Is this filmed, like, in an actual street, or is that at a studio?
I'm going to guess that this is a street.
Yeah. You can't get grass like that, weeds like that out of the sidewalk in a studio.
Okay.
Yeah, this I'm going to guess is
the graffiti
location,
looks
man.
Legit.
Are you for sale?
Like,
yeah.
Terrible, but, like, how it would be in the streets.
By the way, what a great pickup line
for
a hooker.
Are you for sale?
Are you for sale?
Mind if I call you Carrie?
You can call me anything you want.
Oh. Damn, this is straight out of Hunt's Point right here. Documentary on HBO.
This is too, there's a lot going on here for this to be a soundstage or a studio.
I also love that he's just got a bag of tools.
Yeah.
While picking up hookers, he's got his kill kit with him.
That's all you need. That should probably be a rule with hookers. Like, if they don't have a car, this might not go good.
Real man shows up. Kurt!
Oh, Carrie's the main character's name. I missed that.
Me too.
So he's fantasizing about killing her.
No beer.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
This bitch fucked up. You don't see a lot of pockmarked actors anymore.
No,
and that
you
gives
don't.
People, that gives people a lot of, like...
Hope?
No, it gives them character. Mm, they look like a real person who lives a life.
Christ.
Mickey Rourke had like a pop face, no?
Yeah, but he's looked like eight different people over his
over his time, yeah.
It's like the dad in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. The other dad,
Rick
Moranis.
Yeah.
Looks like a real guy, salt of the earth.
The term I've been taught to use for that is mug.
Mug?
Yeah, he's got a real mug.
What the fuck are these?
He's got a real mug on him.
Jack scared me to death. What are you doing with Dennis' sneakers?
Dennis? Who the fuck is Dennis?
The serial killer who moved in here.
What? You got some guy living here with you while I'm away?
Look, I thought we'd agreed that we'd rent out the spare bedroom.
Yeah, I guess we did. But I thought you might have waited till I got home.
Ugh, sneakers on the table. So upsetting.
We're in no position to procrastinate, Jack. Listen to yourself.
I kind of miss times like that, when I didn't care about things like that.
Look,
my cat shit on the wall the other day, and it ruined my week.
Yo, I fucking cat sit it for Dylan.
Yeah.
And his stupid fucking cat, his name is Jake the dog. This fucking cat took a shit, a wet shit.
So much, so much.
He took a wet shit and then jumped on the bed, and while I was sleeping, yeah, all over my face.
Hi.
Hi.
You must be Jeff. Pleased to meet you.
Thank God my ex has footage of my old cat, Fred, got sick and had diarrhea on the bathroom floor, but she saw that he was about to be sick. So she just threw him in the bathroom with me while I was shitting. So then the cat just sprayed diarrhea everywhere, but then like got woozy from shitting so hard. And he literally looked like he passed out drunk. He goes like this and just falls in his own shit. So now she had a video of me, and I really hope to God she deleted it. Of me holding this shit-covered cat. I'm on the toilet. I'm not done shitting, and I'm trying to put the cat in the tub to wash it, and I'm crying and dry heaving.
Oh. Yeah, I hope she does have that video. Who the fuck is this?
That's the blonde chick who shot up. I'm going to assume that's necrosis. Sometimes those H users start to rot. That's how they almost caught Hedberg.
Really?
Yeah, I can't remember whose story it is. I don't want to take credit for it, but somebody was going to a gig when Hedberg was touring with Comedy Central, and they stopped him at the airport because his leg smelled.
Oh, shit.
And they made him lift his something, and he had, he was rotting.
Oh, my God.
I want to say it was his leg. I like this, because so basically this is a serial killer being hunted by someone you would assume maybe is a past victim.
Past victim, that's what I'm thinking.
Do you think if you're a graffiti artist, you're like pumped to see your shit in a movie?
You gotta be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I did that. Or they're like, I'm an idiot. I did art direction for free.
Well, do you want it or not? I haven't got all night.
It's the middle of the day, you dumb bitch. No wonder you're a hooker. You can't tell time.
I like that he goes back to the same exact spot just the next day. Nobody's asking any questions.
I'm going to decide that it'll cost you extra.
How come you keep paying us with the exact same cash?
Why is there blood on this?
Yeah. Why do you have the same exact $120?
I do like this. This scene where this is another 90s thing. They're not trying to sex everybody up. They're just like, hey,
no,
we're going to bed.
This is a real Roseanne and Dan bedtime moment.
Oh, yeah.
That shirt should have the rooster on it.
They're not getting intimate. They might have a sandwich, but that's about it.
This movie might have been inspired by Roseanne.
Did you know that Roseanne originally was supposed to be... Married with Children was supposed to be Roseanne and Sam Kinison?
Really?
What?
The original pitch... When they first pitched it, the idea was they showed a Roseanne clip and a Sam Kinison clip and said, imagine if these two were married. And that was the original pitch for the show.
I will pay. You know what? Can
that
we do a chat GPT, whatever that's just called, and do a fucking
That would be
pilot?
Sick.
Oh, there's
no
need to be shy here.
No, it's just that, I thought if we'd try something a little more interesting. But you have to promise me to keep your eyes closed until I tell you.
Don't trust this guy.
Don't take those off. I love sleep.
You want me to close my eyes now?
Get on the bed.
Man, being a hooker is a fucking precarious situation.
I
Here, let me go in my bag of metal tools. I'm sure this will go good for you.
Oh, yeah. Let me just tie you up.
No. I want you to tie your feet to the bed.
Okay. I fucking do it.
This is why pimps are in business.
Because
you want a guy with a gun like 5 minutes away.
Uh-huh.
By the door.
Yeah, in the other room.
Yeah. I don't hear my bitch moaning.
Yeah.
Hey, well, my bitch ain't moaning. What's happening?
I was the security's not the right word.
No.
I don't know what I was.
The driver?
For a girl that did nude photo shoots.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to a hotel to get this businessman. And my whole job was I just had a big jacket. I just had a big, like, puffy coat.
Yeah.
And I was had to be quiet.
Mysterious,
and,
yeah.
And, you know, don't talk. And she would. She would tip me out and she would give me a little bit of money. And it was an easy gig and I would get to watch her be naked.
Don't.
And then somebody was like, what's your job? I'm like, if he tries to fuck her, no, I gotta beat the shit out of him. And they're like, what if he has a gun? I'm like, then I tickle his balls while he fucks her. I don't give a shit about this thing.
What was a good tip out?
What?
What was a good tip out?
$7,500 for the hour.
For the hour? Oh,
not
that's
bad.
Awesome.
It's not bad.
Yeah, but I would take her like two, and like I would, like if she didn't drive, like usually, like I would take the train with her. Like I'd make sure she was safe both ways.
Okay.
But so mine would probably be like 2 or 3 hours. But still, it was an easy gig.
Yeah.
My brother used to massage men.
Okay.
And my brother's
all right.
Well, he's gay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's yeah.
He's not gay for pay. He's just gay.
He wasn't forced
for the fun of it.
Yeah, gay for the fun. But he was like, I could make some money off of this. So, and he, damn, I want to tell the story in the middle of this. Hold on.
No, you're good.
And he paid me to watch, not watch, pause. He paid me to like watch his back, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And $200, dude, for an hour and a half.
Yeah, I think he's got a skin suit on. That's the bit. Oh no, my. He's got lady shit on.
Yeah, it's all the skin.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Wait, what?
Sick.
Oh, that's creepy.
Oh, it's getting
damn
more and more gruesome.
And by the way, 93 is pretty early to have all those smash cuts. Like, that's some, like, Nine Inch Nails-y shit.
Mm-hmm.
I can see this being a little ahead of its time, especially the ultra-saturated lighting like that. Kev, you were saying you're walking your brother's gay back?
Yeah. Bro, and that was the, like, the thing is I had to be in the apartment, though. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then... there's nothing like hearing your brother blow somebody's back out from the other side of the room, bro.
God.
It was like some... like,
so it wasn't massages. He was...
It depends.
Sure.
Right? Some dudes really just wanted massages that day.
Okay.
Right? And some good dudes... good day. Some dudes just wanted massages while they jerked off. And then as soon as they nut, massage is over.
Yeah.
No matter what you paid for.
Yeah.
Right? If you pay for an hour, as soon as you nut, it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just wanted to share that tidbit, dog.
But is there a part of you that is like, yeah, that's my brother.
Yeah, 100%, dude.
Yeah, get that. Make that paper, boo-boo.
Bro, I mean, he was making like 4 hours a day, 1500.
Good for him.
That's a lot.
That's a lot
of money.
Mm-hmm.
A day. That's a 10 grand a month apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Easy.
Good for him.
He got a business in Miami from that shit.
It's pretty good.
Called Tops and Bottoms. Go buy.
Is it really?
Yeah.
What kind of business?
It's a clothing store for the most beautiful gay men in the world.
It's pretty great. Tops and Bottoms.
Tops and Bottoms. I mean, I don't even know how you got the
it's great
permission
name.
To get that name, dog.
Do the mannequins have big gay asses?
I hope, dog. I
you
hope.
Know how, like, that's how you know.
Just they have
that's
huge
how you know you're
there.
In a Spanish neighborhood when the mannequins start getting fat.
Yo, 100%, homie.
Or you'll walk by the places that are like the discount clothing stores, but they'll have the mannequins that are bottoms only.
Yeah,
like, that mannequin's got a fatty.
Look at those pants.
Look at those fucking hip huggers on that fucking fat ass mannequin.
God, you frightened me. I didn't know you were home. I found some blood
thought you might have hurt yourself.
Blood. Oh, that's right. I cut myself yesterday. You see, I'm a hemophiliac, and, well,
it was nothing serious. It looked worse than it was.
So long as you're all right.
I'm fine.
Dude, I know a dude with this smile, and it's bothering me right now. I just keep thinking about him. I'm about to hit him up.
It's a creepy smile.
With the same teeth.
You, a girl does that. You do that to a girl in a bar, and, yeah. Same as you talking to her in the middle school. She'll scream and run away. End up on TikTok. It's pre-water crisis.
Hey, shut that shit off, dog.
What are you doing?
Just looking at the water. I like the way the light sort of plays off it, and it's always moving and changing.
Yeah, and always costing.
I'm sorry.
So now my question would be, is she
me?
Got about a target to due right to
and you?
Her ample nature? So lot, the whole bit with
skin.
The whole bit with Buffalo Bill and Silence of the Lambs was he killed fat chicks because he was going to use them as a suit.
Oh, that makes sense.
Was she a
honestly.
Great big fat person? Or is she better size 14?
All that shit.
Yeah.
But I wonder if Ricky Lake, they're like, we need a really pretty fat girl to be the the ultimate goal.
To make sense in the story, yeah.
Because
yeah.
Right now he's only killing prostitutes. He's only killing a couple of dudes. Hey.
Maybe he's just doing arms and legs right now. I would assume if that's not necrosis on the hooker, it's that he skinned her and that those are like her scars.
Good morning.
He's a bit of a romantic dancing with that broom.
Recruit. Dennis Skinner, that's me.
Well, the dog thinks you're okay.
Is that good?
It'll do for me.
Swell.
Seems like a good guy, honestly.
Yeah, other than the killing hookers thing, which is like...
Seems like a real nice guy.
If you can keep that under control, like, no real people.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, yo. People mad confused by this girl, yo. They're just, like, around her. She cute, but she kind of stinking. I don't know why, bro.
Hey, let the first... Oh, she can't get through the scar tissue. Hey, let the first person who hasn't... been with a gal who liked a lot of naps. Cast the first stone. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, you got
Michael Harrington
arm.
Is in the lobby, terrified of the movie we're watching.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I don't love horror movies. Yeah. So when Harrington was like, I was like, yeah. And thankfully, this is not that scary.
Yeah, no, this is just
this is right
day.
Up my alley.
Yeah.
I get caught if I'm by myself. In the room watching a horror movie, I buy into it hard.
Yeah. Dude, I'm there's one of something those guys. About, I think these.
And I hate that about myself.
Yeah. TikTok, they know the algorithm. I'll wake up at like 2, 3 in the morning. I'll check my phone, look at TikTok or whatever. And it always has got those creepy ass videos of like, have you ever woken up and thought someone was standing in your room? And you're like, no, but now I am.
Yeah, I'll get got pretty hard, but I still... Even something stupid like a creepy pasta.
A creepy pasta?
You know what that is?
No.
Oh, it's like a thing online where people make up, like, scary stories. It's
oh,
for kids.
Oh, yeah. That'll catch me.
But that'll catch me sometimes.
Like the Reddit ones? Where they read them? Yeah.
Well, I was reading this... I read this one about this experiment they were conducting about people being in the dark for, like... 90 days or some shit like that.
Oh, you're talking about the Russian sleep experiment?
Yes. Bro, that shit got me for like 48 hours. Read it.
90 days?
Some shit
like
that.
The bit was, it's supposedly in Russia, they did an experiment for how long you could stay awake.
Oh, I think I did see this, actually.
And then there's a picture that goes around with it of like somebody who looks like all sunken in and fucked up.
I can't wait till 15 years from now I'm reading the experiments they've been doing in the last 30 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know they don't give a fuck. How many serial killers do you think we have going around who are not...
There's a few hundred active ones at any given point.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
They say there's a few hundred at any...
I absolutely...
I'm pretty sure I met one like this last year.
Okay.
Because we hired him and then we fired him within 3 weeks. But bro, he had a... He would talk like this. Kind of like this guy. Like he was like, "Hi, Kevin." And it was something like behind the eyes. It was nothing there. I would talk to him. He would just answer like... Time to answer now. Yes, Kevin, I can do that for you. Okay, bye.
Dude, we had a... I'm pretty sure we had a serial killer living in our neighborhood by my parents' house. It's my brother. I was home visiting. My brother's like, "Dude, keeps missing pet posters keep going up." It was like three cats. It was like two cats and a dog all missing within 6 months. We're like, that's definitely a serial killer.
Or the makings of. Yeah. Exactly,
right?
That's how they start.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, bitch. You don't cut a potato like that.
Bitch, I know you know how to cut potatoes.
Come on, girl. Look at you. If he starts sucking on her thumb, he starts sucking on her thumb, bro.
It's nothing, really. Like, why didn't you just go set the table? Didn't you be running about 20 minutes, okay?
Damn, what a good time. You rent the room, bitch is making food for you.
It's pretty nice. Just touching that blood right during the height of AIDS.
Nice. Who the fuck looks a bird with a head on it?
I like how she just has another knife.
What the fuck?
Oh, he's skinning it. Brother, you can get salmonella.
Thanks, Dennis.
Ooh, I love this song.
Wash your hands, dude.
Oh, that's great. He's got the knife to her back the whole time with his fucking chicken hands. I love this old-timey song that's on for no reason. I love this elevator music.
Dude, I can't wait till the drunk boyfriend walks in.
Hey, you know the music no one listens to? We're gonna dance to that shit right now.
Dennis?
Looking at your cheeks.
It's really nice to have some company.
Right then, I would have known I was able to smash.
Oh, yeah. When she smiled at him rubbing
chicken. Look, she's about to play with a pussy right now.
The chicken had a cut in it that was very vaginal. Jerk off, you fucking pig. Now fucking get moaning, fatty. I'm a fucking trucker. I know it's not the scariest movie in the world, but this is a fun little piece of business, to be honest.
Yeah. It sucked me in.
I feel like there's got to be more backstory with the water other than the fact that he likes the way it feels on his skin.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, does he dump stuff there? Is he dumping bodies? You have a childhood memory with water.
You've become so predictable.
even after all this time. It's the beginning of the end, Skinner.
Oh, title of the movie.
You don't even know it. You won't get away with it this time.
Yeah, I'm wondering, does he kill everybody except her after? Like, does he...
Yeah,
take their skin and then murder them. And
I would assume
like,
they die of it, of being skinned.
Back to the same alley, like it.
Hell no, I seen you yesterday, motherfucker.
Haven't seen my friend since.
Like running away from the business.
I'm gonna get my GED.
She got kind of broad shoulders. Maybe she need to be in the dark.
That would be a hilarious reveal if they're about to show that he's following a transvestite hooker home.
You saw that girl roll with her little limp, son.
Lady. Take that.
Oh, she's definitely not interested.
Yeah, she's like.
She's definitely the most attractive one.
Yeah.
Of the three that have
so far.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, shit. Oh, that's a little different.
Yeah.
She didn't even pay this time.
Yeah. She must have been very bad at acting.
Damn.
Oh.
There we
go. Get away from her.
Okay, that's it. You were the girl.
Oh, dude, I love that he laughs like Daffy Duck.
Just lay still. He just cut her throat.
It'll be all right, bitch.
I don't think it's going to be all right.
Oh.
One around the back way, bitch.
Heavy.
This looks so gnarly.
This looks like one of those places that you played laser tag at in the
90s.
Tell
you a little story about myself.
Nice.
I never really liked him much. I doubt you would have.
Oh, damn. Anyway,
if I ever meet Armie Hammer, I know what movie I'm going to recommend.
Yeah.
He insisted on doing my mother's postmortem. Why? I don't know. Well, anyway.
This is phenomenally gross.
My father, cutting her up, doing
Greg Nicotero is one of the K&B guys, you know, from Walking Dead. The last names are K, N, and B. And basically, they've done all the Great Heart. They've done Eli Roth shit. They've done Tarantino shit.
I want you to watch this, son. And he reached over and pulled my mother's face off.
Jesus.
Just pulled it right off. I was pretty sick to my stomach, as you can imagine. I mean, I was 6 years old.
Oh, my God.
What did he expect? So, after he beat me up, and I had time to think things over a little bit. I snuck back into the room where he did his cutting up and stuff. And I just stood there, looking at my mother's dead body for hours.
Is he pinning her open like a butterfly? Dead. That's phenomenal.
In the box. Well, father hadn't done such a good job of sewing her up. Like he always used to say to me, sewing
did she just
is
blink?
Woman's work,
yep.
Son.
Anyway, did she blink?
Yeah, she had her eyes closed in the other shot.
That's hilarious.
I reached down, and I pulled her face right off.
Oh, great.
Oh, shit.
Shit. Oh, that's fucked.
Oh.
Just like father.
That was a great monologue.
Yeah.
I walked across to the big mirror father used to keep in his room. And I looked at myself in it. Except that...
You said Sam Raimi made this?
It wasn't me.
No.
Him, right?
Well, this is directed by a guy named Ivan Nagy, who I do not know.
Oh, I thought he directed it.
No, I don't believe that.
6 years old.
Yo, this is fucked up.
That can really freak you out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I love that it goes from, like, almost TV movie to this, like, ultra-stylized look. Kind of, and not to be too film schooly, but almost like giving him this duality of like mild mannered dude.
Oh, come on, dude.
Foiled again.
What a tough life. I like the idea that she also went out to murder him dressed like for bed. I want some more backstory of that guy.
Yeah.
Got away from me tonight.
Bitch, you know how to get heroin and not a gun?
Yeah, that would have been a more wise purchase.
Just for me.
But you could do both.
It's true.
2-for-1 deal.
Yeah. I keep thinking that says GMG fucking. And then it has a vagina, like a little vagina insignia there. Bitch, why are you singing?
Because got you in such a good mood.
Don't I even get a hello?
Hi. I didn't expect you until later.
You ain't hear a big ass truck pull up, bitch.
So where's our house guest?
Work, I guess.
Is it me that looks a little like Billy Burr? Like a young Billy Burr?
I can see from the side. I could have been a
heavyweight champion of the world. Oh, yeah, I love these guys. All I needed was good
management. I'd have taken Tyson out nothing flat, man. He's nothing but a chump anyway. Hey, man, how come you always smiling?
Good to be happy. Yeah, that's our Dennis. He's a regular Cheshire cat, ain't you, Dennis?
Yeah. My man smoking a black and mild.
You know, you remind me of those people I used to see up there. In the state hospital when I was a kid growing up. I went up there to see my grandmother. And I want to tell you, you never seen a bunch of loons that grin so much. And to this day, when I think about that, I still get scared.
Grinning like a loon, huh?
Hey, man, you better believe it.
And what do they say about guys with funny haircuts?
Yo, he got
What do they say?
Don't let him bother you, Earl.
Jump. Hey, man, I'm telling you, I could have knocked Tyson out, man. I could have knocked Tyson out nothing flat. Nothing but a chump, man.
I believe that was the Wilhelm scream or one of the other famous...
Yeah.
Screen the sound effect they just used, I believe, is one of the famous screams. I don't think it's a Wilhelm scream, but there's another one.
What is a Wilhelm scream?
The Wilhelm scream is a sound effect used in, like, every movie. Basically, Star Wars always has a Wilhelm scream.
Okay.
It's somebody always has this one scream.
Oh, dude. I mean, not for nothing, but I don't think he can use...
Stop!
that guy's skin, because it'll really throw off the... He's got a whole white suit, dude.
Yeah. I mean, maybe for accents.
Shading.
Well, this girl, peace.
Maybe like shoes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shoes gloves. And a belt.
Yeah.
Shoes, belt, gloves.
I could have knocked out Tyson. I like that he was just...
I love how they just introduced him to get murdered.
The colors are great in this alleyway, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially when they pull out and you see it against her dress.
These graffiti artists are happy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if this is art direction, though, by the way, how well the wall matches what she's wearing.
Hello, yeah. Right? That's a good point. Oh.
Yeah, I think so. I think I just sort of hurt my head or something, but everything's just fine.
What's the matter? Oh, oh my God. No, no, whoa, 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 whoa. Please, don't creep. I want to see. Please don't get in front of me. Where do you think you are?
Fucking hold on. I mean, this really brings a new meaning to blackface.
Yo.
Oh, my God.
I gotta be honest, I didn't see it coming.
Oh, my God.
This is...
God.
I gotta be honest, this is jarring.
This is wild, dude.
I mean, yeah, he's speaking like the crows from Dumbo. It's great.
I wonder,
that girl, fine.
I wonder if the other actor was like, great impression. Yeah, you spot on. Him. You nailed it.
This is wild.
This might be my favorite scene I've ever seen in a
movie. I've never seen anything like it.
Girl ain't no whole little girl. I'm gonna find you with the skin from behind you.
Did they not have an Oscars in 1993? Because that's crazy.
They should give best scenes in a best scene Oscar. Because this shit is fire.
Yeah, this is like Robert Downey Jr. in Tropic Thunder. Fucking,
now we know his motivation is...
What a turn.
You dead, bitch.
Oh, God.
Yo! Let's be real. He's just having fun being black for a day.
He really is.
He really is having a blast, bro.
Yeah, I mean, dude, he's a... He's three bad decisions away from getting chicken.
Oh my God.
The dog just doesn't like him because he's black.
You gonna die, bro.
Oh, he's gonna give the dog a piece of skin? That's sick. I feel like he just said Earl Sandwich. This really got me.
For me, boy.
Huh? He's dying of laughter, yo.
Oh my God.
So what are we saying, that this trucker is a reluctant hero?
No, he
I think she's going to be the hero.
Please tell me he stays in the Earl.
He stays in Earl?
Yeah.
For the rest of the movie, dog.
Oh, yes.
Oh, bro. This is the best. My man did it again.
Dude, you did it again. This was an accident.
You did it again, bro.
I am taken aback.
It took a little while to get there, but we got there. God.
I hope he does the Earl voice to her. Hey, bitch! You know what I mean? I need some white pussy.
Where's that chicken you made last night, you fat bitch?
Next time, deep fry that shit, bitch.
Earl's hungry.
You know Earl needs some grits?
Jesus Christ.
What a collard greens, ho.
That is a fucking choice.
He don't give a fuck right now.
Oh, my God.
The idea of having to clean all that up stresses me out.
Oh, I can't imagine, dude.
Dude, when I fucking dye my hair in the shower, I can't get it all. I can't imagine fucking having to clean up all this shit.
This bitch thinking about, she just got some dick. She want other dick right now.
That's so gross. It's great.
So delicately made. This guy looks like a bath guy.
Yeah. Big time bath guy. I think you gotta be.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense. You
put it on. Then you're afraid of leaving a ring of blood around the tub.
Oh, yeah. A lot of work, dude.
Yeah, bitch.
No, it's me, Earl. Go back to bed.
What a bland looking breakfast.
Eggs and potato.
Literally eggs. Just sliced
what a
potatoes.
Beige breakfast. Toast, eggs, and fucking crossway potatoes.
That's all you're having?
Yeah.
Here, you can have this. I gotta get an early start.
Aren't you gonna eat first? Jeff, I know things aren't going well for you. You're never here, and when you are,
I love that there's just this other thing going on.
Yeah.
And they're just oblivious.
If I had another job, if I made more money, I wouldn't be away from you all the time.
Good morning. How you doing, big guy? I think it's going to be a good day today. Don't you think?
Yeah? What's going to be so fucking good about it?
I hope Earl comes back.
Dude.
Man, that was wild.
I mean,
that might have
the fact that I've never heard of that.
Hey, yo, that's wild, man.
Treat him like that. He's our house guest, whether you like it or not.
Exactly.
Exactly. I don't like it.
Oof. You don't like it.
Dude, imagine having a neighbor that just parks their semi out front every single day.
Oh, I'd be furious.
You're living with him.
What's that supposed to mean?
Just forget it.
I can't believe you'd even think that. Just get out of here.
God, imagine that thing pulling up at 2 in the morning.
Nightmare.
I'm talking about her.
Where's the dog?
I asked you to park it on my face, dog.
Some bastard laid out some poison meat for him. Got it off before he ate most of it, but it's too late.
Damn, that's how terrible this neighborhood is.
Any idea who did it? Yeah. I got a surprise for him if they try anything like that again.
Yeah?
What do you got?
Where's Earl? Must have had some poison meat.
This'll show him.
Whoa.
That's the oldest rifle. That's a 1960 Mossberg.
No, I won't. Okay. Unless I have to.
Oh, whoa. Okay. Hey, Bob. Hey, Dennis. You seen Earl around? Kind of worried. Hasn't been in a couple of days, and I went around his place last night. He wasn't there. Well, I wouldn't worry about old Earl. Heck, you know him. He could be right under our noses and we wouldn't know it. Guess you're right.
I have no idea what that means.
I bet he has him in the bag.
Well, of course he does. But I'm just saying that's not an expression. You know Earl. He's under our noses and we don't know it.
Bitch, where you been?
I just want to see him clock into work as Earl. And be like, what are you talking about?
Hey, man, it's you me. Know me. Yeah. Dog, we're talking about Mike Tyson.
That's two checks for me. Hey, excuse me. You know when we get our checks? Who I got to watch out for around here?
I clocked in a little late, man.
Oh, that would be so funny. He clocks in as himself and then clocks in as Earl 45 minutes later. Sorry, I got held up with a little pussy.
Little white bitch made me a bland breakfast.
Potato and eggs, bitch. Give me some hot sauce. I'm Earl.
No salt, no pepper, my cholesterol low.
Ricky Lake, what's the matter? Yo Lake don't got seasoning? Well, Lando Lake, butter. My toast. Big bitch.
Hey, bitch, how you get so big look eating like this?
Yeah, Earl likes butter on his toast, bitch.
Bitch made her eggs with olive oil.
I could do this all day. Just Earlisms. He was in this movie for 11 seconds, and it literally was just Earl stereotype. Don't worry, it gets worse.
I would love for her to fall in love with this guy, the serial killer. The serial killer fall in love with her, and he goes, "You ever want to fuck a black guy?"
How was your day today?
Same old story.
I mean, it is crazy that she had a nationally syndicated talk show the same year this came out.
It's wild. It's wild.
That's when nobody did none of their research.
Dude, this looks like the start of any stepmother son porn.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't mind, I think I'm just going to go to bed. I'm suddenly feeling a little tired.
Okay.
Good
night. My dick's starting to get hard, bro. Staring at them cheeks, dog. You saw that? Sniff the couch. Sniff the couch. I know you want to sniff the couch, dog.
Always changing his shape to fit your environment. Maybe it's time to try.
Thank you. She ain't screaming nothing. She's like, come here, daddy.
I mean, ballsy move.
Ballsy move.
It worked.
Yo!
Wouldn't it be hilarious if this bag was just super heavy? he's like leaning to one side.
Carrie, I just wanted to tell you that the other night was really beautiful, but maybe now isn't the right time for us, you know? And I mean, I know things will work out for some time, but I think first, maybe you should get to know the
that pussy man. Must have been popping.
Yeah.
That pussy was popping, bro. She don't season a fool because her pussy is flavorful.
Your time is
yo, how great would it be if Ricky Lake murdered this bitch?
She saves him.
He saves him.
Oh, yeah, I would like that, actually.
I'm sorry, is that allowed on this pod?
Yeah, 100%.
To just like fucking.
Yeah, please, I encourage it.
Chico!
Now he's following her, and she's following him.
Mm-hmm.
Had zero character development for that guy.
Yep. Other than he's a peeping Tom on another level.
Poor girl.
Well, my curiosity's satisfied. I'll be leaving now.
Can't even jerk off to this bitch no more.
I kind of felt bad for this girl, but, like, I actually don't.
I don't, bro.
She got no drive. She dropped her thing in the water and just went home? Come on.
What are you doing in here?
Been worried about you. Where have you been?
Get out of here.
I've been waiting.
Don't touch me.
Come on, don't be like that.
I don't know if this movie would roll today.
you don't think so?
No. I'm starting to think.
What was it, this almost rape scene or something else that happened about 10 minutes ago?
Uh-oh.
Please just stop it. Get away from me.
Whoa, whoa, what the fuck? Look, I don't know what you got in there. Just keep that shit away from me.
How slim are the pickings in this building?
So why are you so desperate to get this guy? Huh?
It's my business. You don't know.
Oh, yeah? I know the one thing that you don't. I know where he's staying.
How? You don't even know him.
I don't need to know him. But I followed you around tonight when you went down to the river. You seemed so interested in him. So I decided to follow him, see what it is he's got that I haven't.
You know where he is. Tell me.
Just like. Come on, be reasonable, huh? Go ahead, kill me. Then you'll never find out. Come on. Don't be so modest. I know what you're like. I've seen you.
We're all pretty goddamn interested in what's going on there, though.
I'm sucked in, dude. Put that away.
Oh, he about to eat pussy? He about to eat...
No, I think he's going to undo her jacket, see that she's all fucked up. And then she's going to kill him. He's going to be like, this is the first time it's ever worked.
Damn, she was into it.
Yeah. No, I think she was going to stab him.
Dennis? Dennis?
Her hair is completely dry. Yep. You know, real.
Almost frizzy.
Almost. It looks blow drying. Blown dry. Oh.
I wanted you to see the real me.
Get the fuck out.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Oh my God.
This motherfucker spends.
Yep.
Wait, what?
This is the guy that was trying to fuck Tracy Lords.
Oh, shit. Damn.
This is very reminiscent of the priest walking up to the house of the exorcist.
Exorcist, right? Yeah.
This is kind of a banger.
It is pretty good.
I feel like I'm accidentally stumbling on good movies a lot lately. And it's because I've been just picking weird shit. And somehow I've been loving everything. Usually every once in a while we have a real stinker on here.
Yeah.
I'd say like every 2-3 weeks. And for some reason I've just been fucking hitting gold lately. Uh-oh.
Oh, man. First of all, how are they not hearing this?
I love this. And let's bring all the characters together.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is like... this is like how Shakespeare shit ends, where all the characters kind of converge on the last scene.
Yeah. The limp I find annoying.
Yeah.
Bad character choice. Yeah.
I think the bit is that he skinned her, so she's all fucked up.
Yeah, I know, but, like, you see that, you know? Yeah.
It's also probably her, like, being from porn, being like, I want to act.
Yeah, let me demonstrate my chops.
Yeah. Did nobody put the lights on in this fucking house? Stub my toe.
Hey, bro, these people are poor. They're trying to conserve money.
Oh, yeah. Couldn't afford the water bill either.
Who are you? What are you doing here?
I'm looking for Dennis Skinner. Who are you?
You're in my house. How the hell did you get in here? Carrie? Hey, Carrie? Carrie?
He could be played by a young Jon Favreau.
Yeah. I hear it in the voice, too.
That was your wife.
Read it to me.
It just says sorry. This isn't Carrie's writing. What do you know about this?
Tell me where to find
him. He's run away with my wife. I want to know about it.
Dennis has his wife. Think they will have run away together.
Because she's fat.
You obviously know him. Tell me what's going on.
You don't want to know.
So don't fuck with me. You're talking about my wife. Now you tell me.
I'll find it myself.
You're not going anywhere until you fucking tell me what's going on.
If he has your wife, then it's probably too late already. Tell me where he goes. He never strays far once he settles.
What are you talking about?
I've been hunting him for 5 years.
So he stinks at a job.
And I suppose I was the first. This is what he did to me.
Jesus.
She's like Rose McGowan now.
This is what he'll do again if I don't stop.
He's doing it.
So I want you to tell me. Where does he go? What does he do? I said, tell me.
I don't know. He works in a factory. He's a janitor or something. He cleans. I don't know.
He works with my friend, Earl.
Where?
I don't know.
He
Evelyn.
Shockingly, the disabled heroin addict was an easy takedown.
She was the porn star, right? With the underage video?
Tracy
okay.
Lynch.
Right there.
You know, when people first meet, they often say to themselves, okay, here is a nice...
He had to get her all the way over here?
That's how I like to present myself. It's a nice, lovable guy. Not as some sort of freak. It's just that, you know what, it's like... It's difficult to be in that house with you and him and know how much he means to you and everything. It's just, you know, it's rough for me. It's very rough. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
How does he know where this guy works?
I don't know how she knows either. Or he knows.
This man didn't hear this shit slam through the fucking...
Yep, here we go.
I mean, somebody's got... So, and I could be wrong, but basic rule of filmmaking means if we see a gun in an earlier act, it has to go off.
It's
got
to be used.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Like, if you see a gun in a movie, somebody has to fire it. Especially if it's, like, kind of split apart like that.
You know who he looks like? I'm trying to...
I know what you and Jeff think.
Forget the actor's name. He looks exactly like... Do you see the judge with Robert Downey Jr.?
No.
Yes. Robert Duvall.
The older brother, though. Robert Downey Jr.'s older brother. That's who this guy looks like. A younger version of him. I forget his name.
Was he...
That's the only thing I... He's been in a ton of shit. But that's
so
the only
if
thing
I wrote
I
this,
of.
I would have the security guard interrupt just as she's about to get revenge. Everyone dies, and Skinner gets out dressed like... Tracy Lords.
That would be ideal.
And he puts on her wig, hat, and jacket, and that's how he gets out.
Why is she do... What the fuck?
The hell was that?
I told you. Dennis Skinner.
Hey. Ugh, I hate her, dude.
Hey,
she sucks.
Minute. You can't do this to me!
This bitch failed 5 years in a row and thought she didn't need help.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why...
Maybe if you would let people help you, you wouldn't be in this fucking situation.
If you ever wonder why I'm... Ever wonder why I'm a misogynist on occasion. Point to the skin.
Because you're Hispanic. I mean, because... women like that.
I'm asking a question. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's a yes or a no. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you agree with me that you and Jeff are talking about me behind my back?
No!
Don't fucking lie to me!
First F-bomb of the movie?
No. Jeff said
one earlier.
Yeah.
Right.
Huh? Oh, yeah, you're right. He did.
Oh.
I should bring
a weapon when I do this. Fuck.
She's got her heroin needle. Don't worry.
Oh, she's got that big ass nail on that. She's got that, but.
I mean, he's fantastic.
Yeah, this dude's great.
This is great.
Big ups to the DP on this for making something that's so dark, but you can see exactly what's happening in every scene. I feel like other DPs would have underlit this and made it like almost unintelligible.
Look out!
Look at all the body suits behind her.
Yeah, they're sick.
Dude, I wonder how many. How many you think he's gotten?
Oh, I mean...
Has he put his 10,000 hours in?
Oh, he put his 10,000... Because of her, though. Is she allowed this to happen? Years. How often do serial killers need to take a break?
A lot of them hunt in spurts.
They have to, though, right?
They do, like... Exhausting. They'll do a couple, and then they'll be like... It's always, like... For a lot of them, when you read about them, it'll be, like, a couple... And then they take time off.
Yeah.
So that's why there are a lot of them are harder to catch because, like, they take years and years. Like, some of them will take, like, 8 years off.
Or they'll do weird shit. Like, they'll only kill during, like, the first cycle of the moon in August. And then they'll do that every year or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, like these horoscope bitches. Like,
yeah.
They follow the horoscope line. I'm trying to. It's time to kill a Gemini.
Oh shit.
Here we go. Oh.
Oh, I bet he's gonna shoot her.
They're like a couple.
You know what they're gonna do to me? They love people like me. They're gonna bring me in, do some tests on me, maybe. And then, a few years from now, maybe, when I get bored through biding my time, they're gonna let me go. You know why? They love people like me. I'm cured.
Damn, he not wrong.
That looks great.
Scream. Huh? Doesn't it make you want to scream? Scream?
Where the fuck is the security guard?
Doesn't it just make you want to rip a good one out?
Well, ladies and gentlemen,
damn, holy shit,
was a fucking fun one.
That was a good one.
That was Skinner. Thank you so much to my guests, Dylan Krasinski and Kevin Sanchez. And really appreciate it, guys. I'm going to tape one more for next week because I'm getting my wisdom teeth out. I'm in excruciating pain. So thank you for bearing with me the last week or two while I've been trying to get through this. And we'll catch you next week here on Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.